win over the Chicago Bear.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. We're back, 7:05, December the 26th.
We're here.
Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, jumping our pack room, as Big Brad and Indie Guy have. Good morning. Oh, you know
it's
it.
It's the
good
day morning. After Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And we're not a video streaming live today. We're here. We experimented with it, and we're going to, of course, be continuing that. But we're also working on it this week, so we can start off the new year with it. Perfect. We're joined today with Just Bob instead of Bad Bob because, you know, Bad Bob ran off screaming Friday at the top of his lungs.
Well,
so he said he'd be back, though, this week.
We had a pretty intense week. But how are you, Bob?
Doing great. Yeah, Bad Bob took his switcher, his video switcher, and went home. I think he was afraid I'd break the camera if I looked at it.
It's my video switcher. I'm going home with it. Yeah, he wanted to work on some things with that. But
I had a wonderful Christmas.
Well, good.
That's good.
And, everybody's well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
everybody happy?
Everybody's happy.
Well, the day's not over yet.
The day is still young.
Okay.
How was your holidays?
Good. We drove to Sacramento, and we had a really peaceful Christmas Eve with my mom and dad. And we're just, you know, always count our blessings. They're doing well. And so we watched It's a Wonderful Life, and we did like a lot of people throughout the world. You know, it was really meaningful, I think. I feel this Christmas. It wasn't hurried. Of course, getting to Sacramento after doing the special and launching the special and kind of squishing time, the time frame to get all of that stuff, tried to get it completed and done and then executed and then get to Sacramento was a rush. But it was great. And then Saturday, we spent time with the big family, which means my brother and everybody lives in Sacramento, so except for his kids, and they all came. And then we drove home last night.
You really had a chance to finally exhale after the TV
right.
special.
Yeah, right.
We're still exhaling.
Yeah, we're still excelling. And you, how about your Christmas?
Oh, we stayed home, kept it close to home. We'd been down to see family over Thanksgiving, so we had our, my wife and I had our traditional crab dinner on Christmas Eve, crab and champagne, and that's something her family has done for a long time. And
well, they know how to celebrate.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah, we had a great time.
Okay, we've got a lot of things going on today.
And if you're just tuning in, it's 33 degrees downtown. It's a frosty morning, so beware.
It is.
With our temperatures today around 58, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 34. Tomorrow, it looks like there's a chance of rain, and tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain in the 44s, and Wednesday. So this is it, folks. This is the week of rain right before the New Year's comes in. We will be able to look like we have some drenched ground. We need that.
Well, does everybody. I hope everybody got their Christmas shopping done. It's too late now. Okay, I gave you enough chances. I warned you every day. Now, how many of you really were out shopping on Christmas Eve? Okay, my hand's raised. I was out. I was out on Christmas Eve
you
going around.
To be.
I did. I there were some things I still needed to get. You know, I had to wait to the last minute to make sure I found the right gift, and I did. Really, I was looking for boxes to put things in at that point.
You had to still shop.
I was still shopping. I kind of enjoy it. I kind of enjoyed the shopping. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, Bob.
Yes, sir.
We need to talk to...
I did attempt to get a hold of Wells Fargo, but my fears were, or my suspicions were confirmed. Today is a banking holiday.
Yeah, today is a banking holiday. Okay, so they're off today, so we don't have to, we could just talk about them. That the Wells Fargo advisors over in Park Marina Drive, they always call in at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning. But being a banking holiday, maybe everybody's out in bank. No. Here's John, and here's Indie Guy, and what can I say? You know, we're gonna have a show today that we're gonna be talking about things that have happened in this past year. We're gonna be talking about things that are going on now, and we're gonna be talking to you all. And here's a chance if things that are that are on your mind too to give us a call. Carl in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:10 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Sound out here.
Welcome, and you were live with your microphone on.
Bob, just keep it. I know you keep the sound up way high in here, but you got to keep it down in here. You're like blowing us out of the place.
Oh, welcome back to being live on the radio with Carl and Linda Vide here on Free Fire Radio.
We've been off for 3 days. We forget everything we know.
It's currently 31 degrees, actually, downtown, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. This day in history, on December 26th, in 1946 in Las Vegas, Nevada, mobster Benjamin Bugsy Siegel opens the Pink Flamingo Hotel and Casino at a total cost of $6 million. The 40-acre facility wasn't complete, and Siegel was hoping to raise some revenue with the grand opening, which is... I performed in Hong Kong at the Pink Giraffe and also was at the Flamingo in Las Vegas. So this is really, kind of makes me feel happy. Well, a well-known singer and comedian, Jimmy Durante, headlined the entertainment with music by Cuban band leader Xavier Cuga. You remember him, the guy who always carried the chihuahua.
Some of Siegel's but he also had
Charo.
Charo.
Well, he came first. Who came first, a chihuahua or Charo? Some of Siegel's Hollywood friends, including George Raft, George Sanders, Sonny Tufts, and Georgie Jessel, were in attendance. The grand opening, however, was a flop. Bad weather kept many other Hollywood guests from arriving, and because gamblers had no rooms at the hotel... They took their winnings and gambled elsewhere. Ooh. The casino lost $300,000 in the first week of operation. Seems that Siegel and his New York partners had invested $1 million in a property already under construction by Billy Wilkerson, owner of the Hollywood Reporter, as well as some very popular nightclubs in the Sunset Strip. Wilkerson had wanted to recreate the Sunset Strip in Las Vegas with a European-style hotel and luxurious rooms and a spa, but it seems that and with a showroom, golf course, nightclub, and upscale restaurant, but they soon ran out of money, and we all know the rest of the story.
That's right, Bugsy Siegel.
Bugsy Siegel
got shot in his palatial home in Hollywood.
What a time to open, December 26th. That's when they open.
Well, driving back last night from Sacramento, we drove by the casino. You know, of course, on 5 down there at where that casino is down there.
Rolling Hills.
Filled to the capacity, wasn't it? Was it filled last night as we went in?
I mean, absolutely. The whole parking lot is packed.
And then we thought, oh, my gosh, okay, that's loaded up. And then as we came downtown, as we go by this Kobe Beef House, it was open, and it was packed with people last night at about, when we got back, I don't know, around 5 or 6. No, it was like 7. We got back around 7 o'clock, and it was filled up with people. So, you know, people are out on New Year's Day.
Well, the Chinese
I don't know if you drive all the way to Las Vegas from someplace when there's nothing out there, but...
Well, I guess it just depends on if you, you know, it's the place to be. But the bad weather, I can imagine driving out there. And just, I lived in Las Vegas for a while, so I know that the weather can be pretty extreme. So, you know, what do you have on your list?
Well, you know, California is... We have an article in the Record Searchlight. But it's other things I've been following, too. It's that, you know, the article starts out with this illegal alien that's here in town. Not here, but in Escondido. He's fixing a customer's brakes when his smartphone, chimed in with a text message that tipped into a police checkpoint more than an hour before officers are there. Oh, the self-employed auto mechanic frantically called friends. Why? Because he's an illegal here in the United States. And if he had had his car impounded, it would have cost him $1,400. Now, all those things, you know, they're trying to avoid these and all this blah, blah. It ends January 1st when a new law takes effect that prohibits police from impounding cars at sobriety checkpoints if a motorist's only offense is being an unlicensed driver. Well, being an unlicensed driver. Now, I've looked at this in two ways. I have heard a story about a California Highway Patrol or a sheriff's officer towing a woman's car, hadn't her towed because she didn't have her license, you know, she had it had expired or whatever, but they towed her car away from right downtown here. She had three bags worth of groceries. He left her there literally on the side of the road. On the other hand, they use this when they tow these for people that are unlicensed is because they're unlicensed because they may have driving offenses, or yes, they could be undocumented. I don't think you can ask them if they're here illegally. You just ask if they have a driver's license. No, then you check. Oh, no driver's license. They tow the cars. Have you ever thought that one of the reasons that the drunk driving has dropped precipitously in the last few years is because of these? And, you know, is because of these ability to tow a car. You know, that's what the police chiefs are saying. No, but what it is here, it's a sop thrown to the illegals again. Oh, just because you don't have a license. Well, you don't have a license because you're here illegally. And, oh, my gosh, there's one of those stoop labor jobs. Oh, working on taking a mechanic's job from somebody. It doesn't say he was out there on his way to pick melons. No, it says he's working on the brakes of a customer. Now, it seems to me there's plenty of mechanics out there that are probably out of work, but this illegal is taking their place. Because why? Because he's working cheaper. He's probably getting paid under the table. And his only worry is that he gets his car gets, you know, impounded because, guess what? He doesn't have a driver's license because, why? He's here illegally. You know, this is why you have to ask, you know, things keep happening like this. They keep wanting to take the water from legal residents. They don't want, keep taking money from our children in their education. Yet they And now they've just taken another tool away to make life harder for people that are here illegally. Got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Okay, what I just did was, Carl and Linda Bott, hey, Linda, good morning. I didn't mean to turn your computer off.
You stepped on my cheese.
Hey, I didn't mean to turn your computer off. That was, you know what, you left the room for a second. I was trying to help.
Make coffee, so you just, you know, come to us.
Hey, you want some good news? You want good news this day? It's the day after Christmas. Do you want good news?
Yes.
No, Ron Paul is not leading in the national polls, okay? All right, I'm sorry to say that, guys. He's not leading. I know that that's breaking the hearts of many of our chat room people. It looks like the coho salmon coming back strong, the Scott River. And this is the thing. This is the river that's under attack up in the North State, up in Siskiyou County, where they want to take water from the farmers and ranchers to give more water to the coho salmon. Well, the coho salmon are coming back stronger, not as strong as they've been, but stronger than they have been in 3 years. And part of it is because of what the farmers and ranchers are doing. And part of it is because of the ocean currents. These are coho coming in every 3 years, 3.5 years, as opposed to the other salmon that can go out to 8 years. But here's the thing is that it's getting stronger. So the battle though is still going on. It is still going on about taking the water. Who's the water belong to? Does it belong to endangered fish, or does it belong to the ranchers and the farmers who have had these water rights for a century? So this, hopefully this thing gets better as we go on.
Well, this morning when we turned on the news, it was like after 5 or 10 minutes, we just kind of like, okay, what's happened in the world, right? Just
it was horrible.
Death, fire, horrible. Killings. So we just went, forget it. But here's something that was kind of interesting. It seems the Sparta, you probably heard this in the news, but we're going to, because this is talk about hard work. With 32 crew on board, hit underwater ice on December 16th that tore a 1-foot hole in its hull and caused it to list at 13 degrees. Several rescue ships had been hampered by heavy ice in the Ross Sea off the northern Antarctica coast before the icebreaker Aran finally pushed through and reached the Sparta on Monday. New Zealand Rescue Coordinator Center spokesman Rosalie Nielsen was talking about this. The arrival was a relief to the crew, of course, which had been desperately pumping out near-frozen seawater while awaiting rescue. At one point, more than half of those on board were forced onto life rafts. So you can imagine being in ice water on a life raft, just hoping to be, rescued. The crew was made up of 15 Russians, 16 Indonesians, and 1 Ukrainian. A New Zealand Air Force cargo plane had previously made 2 parachute drops of pumps and hole patching gear that had helped keep the single-hulled Sparta from sinking.
Well, you know what? They got through to it, and they finally busted through the ice to get to it. You know, can you imagine this? You're being out there in the middle of the ocean and frozen water, and you're just starting to sink. Kind of sometimes like it's 7:10 in the morning, and your guest hasn't shown up right here. You just want to keep pumping there and hoping that a helicopter comes over and drops a guest to you?
Well, it says that both ships are going to try to attempt to weld a double plate over the hole, one external and second inside. If successful, the repair is expected to make a Sparta seaworthy and should enable to be escorted by Aran out of the sea ice to open water. He said, this guy said in the statement, Robert does not say how long the repair is going to be how long it's going to take.
Yeah. Well, anytime you have damages out there in the sea, but it took, people working together on it. Okay. Now, what would you do if you lost all your Christmas presents and you think it's an inside job?
You mean like just give.
Somebody comes in and steals all your Christmas presents and you think it might be an inside job. Well, here it is.
I don't know. What would you do?
Well, here it is. It's down in Morgan Hill, California. They say somebody broke into the home of the Lancer family Wednesday, made off with all the presents, as well as the family dog. They took the family dog, and they found they came home around 5 p.m. Wednesday and found that all their toys are gone and the dog. So I'm thinking, is this an inside job? There's a dog come over, opens the door up, says, come on in, let's go. That this dog had been planted on these people?
Do they think it's a family member that's sick?
I don't know.
Think it's a visitor that came through and went, I want the dog and I want all those presents?
They think it's somebody just a visitor. I don't know if it's called a visitor. How about a thief? But they really hope? They want their dog back. They, keep the presents. Give us back our dog. But, I'm picturing a dog that just is like, opens the door up and he goes, they give him a bag of bones, and he goes with them.
Well, I hope that he kept the dog alive. Well, maybe I just don't want to think the worst that... Anyway, that would be for me. I would hire the big guns to find this person.
To find the dog.
And they would probably not have limbs after something like this.
Now, here's something a little more serious, though. It looks, the VA Veterans Affairs Hospitals are in Southern California are getting ready for a flood of veterans. And we've been talking about this. We've been talking about this for years. As the war winds down, and they're cutting back on the number of people in the service, as we talked about the other day with them just rifting people out. But there are going to be thousands of people, thousands of our soldiers and Marines and airmen are going to be coming home. They're going to be getting out of the service. They're going to be coming back to our state. And they're trying to get ready at all the facilities. And one of the ways they're going to do it Loma Linda are planning to build a new multi-story medical office building there. I hope that when they say medical office building, they mean clinics and stuff, as opposed to just another administrative bureaucracy that sits on top of everything instead of treatment centers for our Marines and soldiers and sailors when they come back. But that's what's happening, my friends. There are going to be back thousands. They figure 16,000 are coming back just to California.
We'd love to hear from you. 605-4567. That's 605-4567. Let us know what is your favorite Christmas present that you've received. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the outlook for jobs is looking brighter for the first quarter. The staffing agency Manpower conducted a study of 18,000 employers of all sizes and found a 5% increase in the employment outlook. Take out seasonal factors, and that number climbs to 9%, the best reading in over a year. Saudi Arabia's Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal is making a big investment in Twitter. The billionaire prince's investment company putting $300 million into the social networking site. Al-Waleed says he wants to invest in, quote, promising high-growth businesses with a global impact. The prince also holds a stake in News Corp, parent company of the Fox Business Network. And two southern supermarkets are joining forces. Bilo is taking Winn-Dixie private in a deal worth $560 million. Winn-Dixie shareholders will get $9.50 per share. The combined company will have 690 stores in 8 states. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993. 1973.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, December the 26th, the day after Christmas. I know it's a holiday. We know it's a holiday. It's not a holiday.
We took Friday off.
Yeah, we took Friday, you know, because we had to decompress. Right. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
So glad to have our chat packers.
Yeah, we aren't doing our video feed today. But we will start again next week, and next year, I should say. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. He can fix those little bitty dings in your windshield or a crack that's up to 24 inches long. He fixed like a 12-inch crack in my windshield 2 years ago. It's got to be at least two years ago, and it's perfect. You can't even tell it's there. And little dings, he guarantees his work. He puts it in a temperature-controlled space. He uses a special epoxy on it. And, you know, this is not somebody that you see on the side of the road fix cracks in your windshield for $20. No. This is a guy that knows what he's doing, and he's right down on Market Street, 3208 Market Street. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373. He will fix your windshield.
Seems right. Like in Batavia, New York, a woman is spending her Christmas in jail, accused of punching a Walmart greeter as she left the store on Christmas Eve.
Okay, now, ask yourself this. When you come into Walmart or in these stores, you can join in on this one, Just Bob. When this person is there, is there anything I can do?
I'm an expert on Walmart.
Is there anything that we can do to help you? I mean, usually it's older people. And, I mean, I never feel like punching one. I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, no, thank you. But then again, they don't follow you around.
I will tell you about the case. It's a Batavia resident. I won't mention her name. She was 26. Was charged with 2 counts of second-degree assault, a state police trooper said. She faces a second count because the victim, and I won't mention her name, 70...
Yeah, see, that's what I mean.
Is older than 65.
So you get it's worse if you punch somebody over the age of 65.
She's accused of punching and knocking down this woman at 11:23 a.m. after the employee asked this woman to see receipts for items the customer was carrying.
Okay, now that's different. That's different. They should no. That's different than just because she's saying, "Hey, were you shoplifting?" And maybe the woman was, so she punches her to get out of there.
Have you ever, haven't you been asked before, can I see your receipt?
Yes, but I'm
How
not.
How about when you leave Costco?
I'm not this crazy person like this.
So?
And she's 70 years old.
She suffered fractures to the left side of her face. Oh, that's a pretty big pound.
Yeah.
And significant swelling. She's held in court in lieu of $20,000 bail, and the woman ended up having receipts for everything in her bag. But that still doesn't mean.
Just okay.
Have patience. Take a breath.
What day was that?
It was over Christmas.
Okay, so was it Christmas Day?
Well, she day according Christmas? To this, she was going to be held on Christmas Eve and
okay,
in
so
jail.
She was, let's just say Christmas Eve then. So she spent Christmas Eve in jail. Her kids are trying to bail her out. But here's the thing: the lady asked her for receipts. She turns around and who knows what happened? Maybe the lady grabbed her bag or something, and then the lady whacked her.
Mm-hmm.
But still. You hitting a 70-year-old woman from Walmart? Can I see those receipts? All right.
What would you have done? I mean,
what I would have done is, no matter how crazy it is, what you do is, here's an elderly lady. I mean, even if she's nasty, which I'm not saying she is, you show her the receipts. You know, I mean, I show receipts. If I don't have it, you know, it's I don't have this thing about, oh, can I see your receipts? Sure. There they are. And then you walk on your way.
Take a chill pill.
There's other things that, you know, that there's other things that just really, you know, fire me up. But somebody asked me for my receipts isn't one of them. How about this, though? What about the state of California going against the U.S. Forest Service? This is one of my favorites. You know, all these fires we have, you can make, you know, after they have these fires, they can log these burnt out areas. And they do. So, but what's happened is U.S. Forest Service says, yeah, you can do that. You can log these, you know, you can take care of all these, you know, fire, these logs have been burnt in fires. You can still use them. So, yeah, you can go out and log it. Well, the state of California has just recently voted to add the black-backed woodpecker to a list of species that are candidates for protection under the California Endangered Species Act, launching a year-long status review. Now, does that mean is you can't log that in the those areas? It probably does. So even though the U.S. Forest Service says there's nothing there to put this animal on endangered list, there's nothing there to put to say you can't log this, the state of California, again, is taking on, you know, the logging industry and saying, okay, hey, guess what? Let's just cut back on your jobs here on the chance that this might be an endangered species. And they said it's this black-backed woodpecker only feeds or is in these burnt-out areas. Well, okay. It's an indicator species for all fish and wildlife, dependent on the burned forest area, it says. You know, it's the same designation too, by the way. If you want to see what's going to happen, that the agency gave the northern spotted owl in the 1980s. So, what that means is that they're just going to cut logging off on wood that's already been burnt. You know, congratulations, California. Let's just take more money out of the pockets of your residents over something that may have happened, but hasn't. So.
Well, it looks like we're going to have morning frost this morning. Temperatures reaching about 58 degrees. It's currently 31 degrees downtown. KCNR, we are live here. Carl and Linda Bott, you know, don't make us feel too alone. We want to hear from you. 605-4567. What are you doing over these holidays? Give us a call, 605-4567, or get into the chat pack, kcnr.com. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Shasta County. This is a time of unusual economic turmoil. Gold prices skyrocketing, oil is up, then down. The European debt crisis is on the news every day. And in the middle of this, you have to decide what to do with your single largest investment, your home. This is no time for learning on the job. For a new level of expertise in real estate, call Sheldon Largent Realty for the help you need. Only experienced agents, no learning on the job at your expense. So call Sheldon Largent Realty today at 282-1771.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Calling on the bot, 7:45 in the morning. Well, we are dancing.
You're
the
only person I
know. You're the only person I know that can do a whole cheerleading routine and then do these dances while we're driving down the freeway. It works. And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Go on down there and see Judy and Bob. They've been in business there since 1985. You name it, they sharpen it. Saws, knives, router bits, shapers, cutters, garden equipment, saw chains. And they do great work. They, again, are people in our community that have been here, like I said, since 1985 with their business, integrity, honesty, R&B Sharpening. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or drop by and see them at 6915 East Side Road.
Today, areas of frost before 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 58, light and variable wind. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 34, calm and windy as well. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, 474, that's 474-5546. Is the reservation number. New Year's Eve will be the gala of to compare to any other gala that you could ever imagine. And both, you know, Carly and I, we've been different places in the world and spent New Year's Eve in some out of the way places. This one is going to have on this New Year's Eve, they'll have an 18-piece orchestra, a casino night, a 6-course sit-down dinner paired with special wine for each meal. Each dish, you'll be greeted by a champagne toast, and you'll have Bernie Baker and Stephanie Foose will be doing music as you arrive. And there's a silent auction, and there's all kinds of great things. It's going to be a blast. And I understand there's a couple surprises that are tucked into this gala, as well as round trip transportation from the Red Lion Inn. So 474-5546. Very, very limited seating. I think there may be a table of tickets left.
Yeah, we got to give them a call. Hey, I'd like to thank John and Indie Guy.
Yes.
Thank you for Thursday night, my friends, for showing up and manning phones when we were out there and on a rampage.
Diane was there.
Diane, of course, was there, too.
Yes.
And, in fact, many of the people that were there were working on...
Patriot Guard Riders.
Patriot Guard Riders rolled in.
Barbara Harrison.
And, you know, it was something that...
Nancy?
Nancy Cole.
Thank you so much. I wore the jewelry over the weekend.
There were so many people that showed up. Sharon Walrenius. She was there. Sharon. And many people showed up to support us. And the thing about it was local... It was... We kind of... used a lot of the local happenings around here for the show. And it's a, it was kind of, when we put it together, it was to thank the veterans and to let people remember. There was a couple spots there that we had not planned on, or we had planned that it was going to go a little bit different. But still, it was, we just want to thank everybody that participated in it and how much it meant to us for y'all being there.
Speaking of, I want to do a public service announcement now, and this is for the 7 performing arts education classes that are going to be offered this winter. West Side Performing Arts Company is offering several performing arts educational classes for all ages and abilities this winter. So if you're thinking, I'm 40, 50, and 60, or whatever how old you are, don't ever think I'm too old or I have no experience. So this is a fabulous opportunity to express yourself, to try an art form. The classes include youth acting, adult acting, improv, comedy, script writing, and beginning vocals. So I encourage you to take on something new in the upcoming year. Westside Performing Arts is a nonprofit fiscal project of the Shasta County Arts Council. And for more information, you can go to www.westsideperforming.com. That's all together, westsideperforming.com. Check it out, because that should be a blast.
You know, we were talking about, too, that what have, you know, favorite, what'd you get for Christmas here? You know, what were your favorite gifts? What has been your favorite gift ever? You know, like I say, this Christmas, you know, this was a man Christmas for me. You know, that I know you go, you know, man's world, you know, man cave, man trap. I mean, anyway, but you know, when you get a bottle of Gentleman Jack, you know, Jack Daniel's whiskey, and it's engraved to you, you know, distilled especially for Carl Bott. Now, I don't believe that especially, but it did have my name engraved on it. I mean, come on. Then you get a shotgun, you get shotgun shells.
Passed down from my generation.
Yeah, that's right. It's from from Linda's grandfather.
Fun.
It's not something I'd be shooting and all that, but it was nice to have that. You know, cigars.
From Tobacco and Brew, hand-selected.
Hand-selected from Tobacco and Brew. You know, a cigar holder.
That had a really neat.
Yeah, it has a built-in
humidor on the top.
Yeah, it's a built-in. You know, everything's in it. I mean, you get it. I mean, you have that, and you go, and you get books about what shaped the events of our country for 1,001 events that shaped our country.
Fabulous.
Got that from friends of ours. And so you get things like that.
Wine.
But the wine, no. That was not for me personally.
And
clothes. So, I mean, what a great man Christmas that is. The only thing I didn't get was like, you know, like, hey, here's a paid trip to go pig hunting or something like that. I mean, so,
oh god.
But the weekend's not out yet, so we're going to anyway. We got to take a quick break here, Carl and the Bot, and we can talk about what you got because you were happy too. But it is true. Linda went through cheerleading routine from high school.
I'm always
on
happy.
On the ride back, she did a whole cheerleading routine that, and I was just astounded.
I think there's a lot of pressure around Christmas. I think,
you think so?
I think it's important that you try to take the stress off of everyone and just be happy. We're together, and you know, look at the whites in people's eyes and love on them. Okay, it's not about the stuff. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. For your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Hello. What's going on? Hello. Hello. We're back. Yeah, those buttons are really, really... I bet, you know, those things are very confusing, huh, Bob? Maybe it's just a Bob, because Bad Bob has that problem every so often. Maybe, is it something we're saying? Something like, okay, here we are. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. You know, 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to some people about the marijuana issue right here in town, right here in River City. As you know, it was voted out, all the collectives, it was voted to, dispensaries was voted to shut them down. Shasta County did the same thing. However, the city of Shasta Lake said, we'll keep ours until their contracts run out, which is, I think, next April or May. But we have some people here that are going to be talking about that, is why it's important to still have the dispensaries here in town. Rob McDonald is here. McDonald. And there's going to be a couple more also. Rolling in here is we're going to talk about and give, you know, a lot of times we just have, you know, the side that you read about in the paper. Well, really, that's all you have unless you listen to our show. So we'd like to get out everybody's, you know, the viewpoint for everybody on this. Why do we need the dispensaries? Really, how much good does it do? But then we want to ask questions, too, is okay, we have a dispensary. We have 18 of them or 16 of them. What exactly, you know, what exactly are the laws that try to regulate it? But then what's this mean that when you have a federal judge says you can't regulate a federally prohibited substance? So, you know, we'll discuss that here starting at 8 o'clock when we come back. See what else we got going this week. We've got a number of things coming in. But again, it's New Year's week. And it's going to be another year in 2012. Just in this time next week when we're on January the 2nd, a new year. And what are we going to do this year? What are we going to plan on? What are we going to? What is it this year that takes a priority that, you know, for everybody?
Well, we know that not only with our morning show, we have our fabulous local weekend shows. You're going to be kicking off a business show.
That's right.
That's going to be talking about positive things that are going on. You guys need to hear about this. We will give you probably by tomorrow the launch date of that show that will be happening on Friday mornings. You will hear from leaders around the community on a regular basis about, you know, what jobs are opening, what is happening, what's developing, and it's just not Nate Sayre time. So that's something important that we know that we're kind of think we're probably in the right place at the right time. And I say probably, we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. And so, you know, of course, like the last weekend we kicked off North State Now, we had all this energy and behind us, and As we grow that show and we cover more things, it's really going to be a lot about what's going on in the North State musical
politics.
Theater politics, and of course our coming
issues.
Up segment that will be about obviously a very heated issue. I'm sure you want to tune in and keep tuned in here at KCNR 1460 because this has been a huge debate, not only in the Searchlight, but at City Council and through so many meetings about the dispensaries. And, of course, we know that in Shasta Lake City, they went in December and had an emergency meeting to keep the dispensaries open.
Yeah, voted 4-1 to keep them open, at least until the contracts are open, and they say, which is next March or April. So, and we have a number of people here that have really advocating the use of medicinal marijuana and keeping the all the dispensaries open. So it should be, you know, it's going to be interesting. We expect that there'll be calls coming in and questions and all that stuff, as usual. And so.
Well, I know we just have a minute left, but I also want to tell you what's happened in history on this day because I love this stuff. Well, this is the day that the tsunami wreaks havoc on the South and Southeast Asia. That doesn't seem like too long ago. It was 2004. We also know that Churchill addresses the Congress, 1941. And let's talk about the Jimi Hendrix writes Purple Haze. In 1966, President Truman dies in 1972. Jack Johnson wins heavyweight boxing title in sports, and that's in 1908. Moving on to the era of the Vietnam War, Laos says communities launched an offensive. Well, we got so many more things to cover here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Hank Weinblum. People in Grapevine, Texas cannot remember a bloodier, deadlier incident than this one. Seven people killed in a home on Christmas Day. Now the questions, who did it and why? Fox News Radio's Eben Brown live with the latest.
Hank, police in Grapevine think it could very well be a family murder-suicide.
It appears that the victims are all in one central location, living area, kitchen area.
Says Sergeant Robert Eberling, the victims are as young as 18 and as old as 60 and were surrounded by torn wrapping paper. One of the dead is likely the shooter. Two handguns were found next to a body, Hank.
Eben, Iraq is on its own now, and today they're dealing with an attack. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin was in Iraq as the last U.S. troops were leaving. He's live in London.
A bomb today blowing up at a security checkpoint near Iraq's interior ministry. Among the seven dead, their police officers. No word who's behind the attack, but on just one day last week, coordinated blasts in Baghdad left around 70 people dead. There are fears Al-Qaeda may emerge again, but on the streets of Baghdad, many Sunnis and Shias simply blame the opposing sect. Suspicions fueled right now by an arrest warrant out for Iraq's most senior Sunni Arab, the vice president. Hank?
Alistair, Syria's government continues to violently crack down on its people. 20 more deaths reported today from military shelling aimed at choking off dissent. Have you had enough of Christmas shopping yet? Too bad, because today's the day to pick up some bargains.
A lot of people out here trying to find those bargains after the Christmas holiday. A lot of things have been slashed, 50, 75, 80% off. Stores really trying to get rid of all that merchandise that didn't sell before the holiday.
Sherry Lee with Fox affiliate WTTG in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Surveys are finding a lot of people don't give their gifts on Christmas anymore. They wait until January so they can take advantage of post-Christmas sales. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
The countdown to Iowa, 8 days and counting. But since it's a holiday in Iowa, most of the presidential candidates are laying low today. Rick Santorum scheduled to be out hunting with conservative backers, Mitt Romney calling supporters. Hard to believe, but some politicians are crooked and would even try to steal an election. It happened in New York State, outside Albany.
Four Democratic politicians and political operatives have pled guilty to voter fraud-related charges, all in an alleged scheme to try and steal a New York election. The latest guilty pleas expose the ease in which political insiders can apparently try and throw an election by faking signatures of unsuspecting voters. Fox News first broke the story nationally about the allegations that absentee ballots were forged in the 2009 Working Families Party primary in Troy, New York. Voters told us they never signed absentee ballots that were cast in their names. In New York, I'm Eric Schaun, Fox News Radio.
The mission? To win the Christmas weekend box office.
Okay, this is a slight wrinkle. We're going to have to go into the server room from the outside.
Tom Cruise's latest mission, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, a solid number one over the holiday weekend with $26.5 million at the box office.
Oh, how I've missed you, Holmes.
Have you?
I barely noticed your absence.
Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, slips to number two in its second weekend with $17.8 million. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwreck.
Shopping and enjoy the
fell from second to third. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in fourth place.
I want you to help me catch a killer of women.
The Adventures of Tintin racked up $9.1 million to finish in fifth place.
Fox News Radio's Pat O'Neill. In Hendersonville, North Carolina, it was gun versus fist, and fist won. An armed robber demanded cash at the We Buy Gold store. But before the crook could make his getaway, police say store clerk Derek Mothershead punched him in the nose, and down he went. And down he stayed until police came to arrest him. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 8:05, December the 26th, a day after Christmas. I hope you made it through this weekend. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, chat room. How are you? Admin? Oh, it's because Diane's out there.
We have morning frost this morning, currently 31 degrees with that, again, with the frost before 10 a.m. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to reach around 34 tonight and calm. Temperatures are going to reach around 58 this morning. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, again, please go to KCNR1460.com. Chat Packers, because this next hour, get for your roll. Get ready for that ride.
Okay, our guest... We got a phone call on, I guess, Thursday from James Bono and said, you know what, we'd just really like to get another side of the issue of the medical dispensaries out to the public. And we said, you know, well, that's what we're here for. We do that. And so James Bono is here today. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
And then also Rob McDonald.
Good morning.
Good morning. Alex Henderson, who is the attorney representing part of these. And we'll get Alex in here. And then Chuck, who goes by Chuck, even though he's got a San Francisco 49er hat on. We'll let you come in here anyway, okay? Okay. All right. James, let's talk about why you wanted to be on the show this morning.
Well, everybody...
We've got to get you in there, right there on this microphone. There.
Get in tight.
I know. It
everybody
doesn't bite.
Gets to see what the newspaper...
moving closer.
You know, articles go and they get the side, but we have another side that's really not talked about in the newspaper, you know, and the patients and just the way they're going about it.
Okay. So, and you're right. There's, when you have a main source of information in the community, you're kind of relegated to that.
Yes.
And that's, but that's why you're here,
yep.
Is to be able to do this. And we're archiving this, so people that just don't quite hear it today can always go back and listen to it. We're going to, we'll put that stuff in there. So, James, okay, so, Rob, what's your opening gambit here?
Well, I've been an activist for some time. My niece has cancer, has been going through chemotherapy, and she needs to be able to grow her medicine and be able to get it from the dispensary. She uses a lot of different things that are available because people put time and effort into making them, and that includes edibles and certain oils. And the medical aspects of this substance are showing to be incredible. And I believe that's the reason for our new crackdown that just recently started, because the pharmaceuticals have sent their lobbyists to Washington to fight for their right to be the sole benefactors of the various research that's going on right now.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. Kay, good morning. Kay, good morning. You're live.
Oh, hi.
Hi, you're live.
Linda? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was wondering, you know, on that that woman that had the problem with her car being impounded, I think the problem that she had, I think her driver's license was okay, but she hadn't re-registered her car.
Oh, is that it?
And she was like 2 months off with the, or maybe not even that much, with the tags on her car. That was her problem.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, again, you know, they're not going to do that anymore. It says that, well, I guess they can. If your car isn't in registration, I guess they can pull them. But
well, I think that's not as bad as having your car, your driver's license suspended.
Yeah, you know, if you've got a suspended driver's license, or
you've done
you know, there's something there, and or you don't have a driver's license, or something there too.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have something. You've got to have something to be able to back it up. You know, if it's suspended, a lot of times, yes, there's sometimes it's because you have too many speeding tickets, but it could be also for DUI or other things.
Oh, yeah.
Or child support.
Yeah, there,
or child support. And, you know, and that one there is, that's a big one, too, is that if they don't pay the child support, they pull the license. Now, the problem with that is if they pull their license, then they can't work many times.
Right, especially in Redding.
Yeah, especially in Redding. So then so now there's no chance of child support. That's, you know, that's a good point.
Right.
That's was one of the things during the stand-down. They had getting licenses back for some of the men that had been gotten behind in their child support. Anyway. Okay, Kate.
Okay, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to get into the meat and bones
of what we're doing here with our marijuana, marijuana now.
We want to hear all sides. So if you do want to weigh in on this, 605-4567, or go to our chat pack, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back. Let's hear about it.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, on the Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebot. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we've already got people on the line. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room's up and asking questions. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning. Did you lose John?
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, John, good morning.
Happy day after Christmas, and great show the other night, by the way.
Well, thank you. You know, that next morning we felt like we'd been beaten with sticks. I tell you, you know, kind of at the end of it.
I don't sound tired.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you realize when you're, you know, when you're that. Gosh, I guess I was tense for 18 days. So
well, that sounds enormous, isn't it?
Well, you know what? We better get used to it because we're starting again beginning of February. Okay, John, what do you got?
I got a couple questions for Rob McDonald. Good morning, Rob. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John.
Listen, two things. First of all, I remember, or I vaguely recall, that on Channel 11 RCAC, you guys, the collectives, mm-hmm. were represented there as sponsors, I think, for the station or some form of advertising type of thing going on.
Oh, okay. Or was it on the bulletin board or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, something like that. And I was just wondering if you had gone to them for any help on letting people know what the situation was in regards to the collectives and whether or not they were willing to help you on the recall effort.
Well, the thing about RCAC is that it is a basically, well, it says it all in public access. They provide a studio. They provide the training, and they give you the ability to go in and make community videos. And so they don't really get politically active at all. They are just allowing other people to have the tools to do what they wish to do within the community. And that is the subsidized deal with Charter to provide that station for the community to do that.
So you're going to be using them for this or not?
Well, sometimes we may eventually put together some kind of a talk show.
Okay.
But at this time we have not done anything. I myself am thinking about doing a radio show on KKRN and then basically doing a talk show on RCAC, recording that and then just playing it on KKRN, but I haven't gotten completely around exploring that.
Okay. Rob, I got one other question for you. It's a little off topic.
Okay.
I understand that you post on the Reading Searchlight routinely as Sound of Reason.
With one underscore.
Yeah, and you made a statement a ways back that said, purge the Republican Party from American politics forever. They are crooked, they are evil, and they deserve execution for treason against the American people.
Well, that is because they keep on appointing Supreme Court justices that ignore our constitutional rights. No, I did not set the punishment for treason. I'm just saying that they have committed it.
Well, this is what you said, though. You deserve execution for treason against the American people.
Well, that is the punishment for treason. But we're kind of getting off subject a little bit because we'd really like to discuss these
issues. Do you believe that? I think it's a good question. Do you believe that Republicans should be executed for treason?
I believe that anybody that violates the people's rights willingly and writes laws to violate the people's rights willingly and appoints judges to uphold their rights violations willingly are committing treason. Now, like I said, I did not set the punishment.
What about Obama's extension of this National Security Act that can lock people up?
Well, everything that I've read on it has disclaimers that says it cannot be used against citizens of America or
so it's just Republicans
aliens.
And no Democrats then, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure there are Democrats, but it's the Republicans that are acting in unison as one.
Well, I think this idea of mass execution is really kind of weird and odd, and it doesn't speak well to your credibility.
Yeah, a lot of what I speak to is just to let people know that they each took their own oath to the Constitution and have their own responsibility to uphold it regardless of what laws come down that are unconstitutional that they are asked to enforce.
Okay, thanks for your efforts. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, John, thanks. Okay, let's go
back.
Get back on topic. Interesting, though.
Yeah.
So I guess let's go. Okay, and just go back to James Bonos. James, you had, did you own a dispensary?
No, I never owned a dispensary.
Okay, but you are involved in this, obviously, very heavily.
We started an activism group back in 2009, so I'm kind of disabled, so it's kind of been my life's work to research marijuana law and, the scientific properties, medicinal properties, and, I'm involved.
Okay, just so that you all know, we have many friends, Vietnam vets and others that have used medicinal marijuana, and to the good.
So we're not coming from a place of judgment. We're coming from a place of education here in this program
that
this
says,
morning.
That says, oh my God, we're against it completely. No, of course not. But because we have seen positive aspects of it. The city of Redding, when they used as the Long Beach. Under the Long Beach ruling that since you can't regulate a business, then they're caught between what they think is the feds and what's going on here, and that they've got, and that was what they ruled for. Was that correct?
Yes.
Or am I reading that wrong?
Well, the ruling specifically said that they don't have the ability to regulate because they are a charter city under the state, which is under the federal, and there are still federal laws. But the state already has Proposition 215 and SB 420, where rules were put in place that most of the city ordinances and county ordinances that have popped up try to go beyond the scope of those laws, and that is where the problem is.
Okay. And we got to take a quick break. We have people on the line here, too, calling in. I'd like to get your legal advisor in here, too.
Alec?
Okay. As soon as we get back from this break, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We have a number of, activists and pro-marijuana dispensary individuals here talking about why that the law should not be, or why they should still be available here in town. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl on the Bot. 8:23 in the morning. It is December 26th, the day after Christmas. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. Just go to KCNR1460.com, poke on the show, and then you can join the chat room. It doesn't cost you any money. We don't ask who you are. We just ask for civility. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. He does great work. He has granite and marble for almost any budget. And a lot of people think that it's way too expensive. Well, you need to give Mike a call at 241-STONE. That's 241-7866. Or take a look at his website, estategranite.com. He'll come out, take a look at what you have. What do you want to do? Bathroom, kitchen, outside. And like I said, he'll make it work for you. Again, 241-7866. Our guest today, and we have a studio full of guests here, and plus on the phone, we have James Bono, who's here, Rob McDonald, Alex Henderson, Chuck, and then I believe there's a gentleman on the phone, Mr. Hernandez, that we'll get to him in just a second, so please hang on. Alec Henderson, you are the attorney of note for the dispensaries, or for some of the dispensaries, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, well, just hang on a second. Okay, and you are a Reading resident here, or you did you come in for the fight?
I am a sometimes Reading resident, yes. And okay. I did come in for the fight.
Okay. What is your, from a legal point of view, what is your what's your opinion on this?
I can't possibly answer that question. It's too vague. As a legal opinion.
Okay. How about the fact that you came here and you've obviously you're going to court to keep the dispensaries open? Is that correct?
We're going to utilize every option we have available to keep the dispensaries open. That's correct, including the courts.
Okay. What are you hanging this on then? I mean, obviously, if we're going to use the courts to open it up, and we're taking time here, what is the under what rulings?
Actually, the courts would be taken to close it down because right now it is opened up.
Okay. You mean closed down? You mean the dispensaries? The dispensaries are open right now. You're right.
The ones dispensaries that are actually
the ones open, that yeah. The ones that you are defending. Okay.
Correct.
Now, how will you keep them? What is your argument to keep them open since others were closed down?
Well, the others that were closed down voluntarily. No one's been forced to close down.
Okay.
There's been no police actions.
I believe that's what they said. Did the federal government getting involved in this make a big difference?
The federal government policy is way above our heads.
All right. So you then are going to court to keep the other ones open who do not want to shut down. Is this a criminal thing, or is it more of a regulation rule type thing that falls under a different aspect of government? So it's not a criminal action.
No, we're suing the city for declaratory relief. It's not a criminal action.
Okay, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a loss right here because it's difficult to get all these questions out here. But you want the dispensaries left open. Because you are saying is that they have a place here in town and they perform a needed service.
Oh, definitely a needed service. Besides that, the city of Reading's timing could not be worse. They announced 2 weeks, basically 2 weeks after harvest season ended, and 2 weeks, before the city council meeting that they decided to ban the dispensaries that they were doing this. They didn't give much time for public comment, and then they just did it. That harvest time is important because a lot of patients just assume that they would have medicine throughout the year, whether they grew or not. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to figure out where they'll get their medicine if the dispensaries close.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, and you are Alex?
I'm John.
John, okay, John, good morning. And what do you have to say for on live on KCNR?
I would love to say that it's great to have the dispensary, but also I was growing in the backyard. Two neighbors on each side of me didn't love it. Swift property and Sun Country property. I got 60-day notice. I was told to move because I was growing medical marijuana. The police never, I never got bugged by the city police or anybody else. But the landlord decided to throw me out and give me a 60-day notice. So when I got the 60-day notice, I found out that the other real estate companies, real estate management companies, were also putting me on a blackball list. So they knew that I had medical marijuana. They gave my privacy away of growing medical marijuana. So if the dispensaries are closed, where is somebody else like me who were forced out of these houses? And I'm not just the only one. It seems like there was a whole bunch of other people who got forced out of their house, out of their houses, families and everything else. Under the medical marijuana law, 215, I was supposed to grow medical marijuana, which is my right. And my privacy got invaded.
Is it because you had too many plants, or is it because
no,
of...
No, I had 12 plants. Nobody saw them. I had them in the greenhouse. You couldn't even see them.
And so then this happened in Redding here then, right?
This happened in Redding.
Okay. How much time we got left here, about, Bob?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. Hey, thanks for your phone call. This is subject is going to be something that's going to have to be discussed on several occasions here. You know, I thought you could grow for yourself and not for if you're not growing for a whole bunch of people. You're not taking in 800 yards.
Correct. You grow for yourself if the landlord decides it's okay for you.
Oh, okay, that's the point. Okay. Hey, look, we've got to run here. Thanks for your phone call, from Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR. 1460. We're discussing the medicinal marijuana question right here in Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Shoppers who didn't get enough before Christmas are hitting the malls hard the day after.
Many stores offering deep discounts today.
You'll find things that are like $300 marked down to $75.
Today expected to cap off a very successful sales season for retailers, Americans shelling out $469 billion since November.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Boxing Day shoppers in Great Britain are at a serious disadvantage. Subway workers are on strike. It was the bloodiest incident in the history of Grapevine, Texas, a Christmas Day shooting that left seven people dead.
The victims are as young as 18 and as old as 60 and were surrounded by torn wrapping paper. One of the dead is likely the shooter. Two handguns were found next to a body.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Police say the suspected shooter was dressed as Santa Claus. Grapevine is a suburb of Fort Worth. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WindRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBott, 8:35 in the morning. It is December 26th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Go on in there and get a great haircut. Sit down, great conversation. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Be a trip here this week down there to catch up for, get ready for the next year. DC and Tim, like I said, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and it's a, and discounts for veterans. Okay, we're discussing the marijuana question today about here in town, and it's been kind of jumping around on it. Our guest James Bono, Rob McDonald, Alex Henderson, who's the attorney that was just on, and Chuck with the San Francisco 49ers. Are you happy? Are they in the playoffs there, Chuck?
Yeah, of course.
They win again. They won this weekend, didn't they?
Yes.
Who'd they beat? I can't remember either, but, you know, I don't follow football that much, but
Seattle.
I saw... Seattle. You know what? They hadn't beaten Seattle. I
don't have time to watch the games very often myself.
So. Yeah, okay. All right. This thing about it. Okay, let's, you know, we're talking about right here, but let's just talk about marijuana. And the fact is, it's one thing for people to want medicinal marijuana. But then you've got these huge plantations, like, let's just go up in Hayfork, because we did a story from up there. Here's this lady that's surrounded on three sides now. By growers. And, I mean, dogs barking, guns being fired, fences, the whole thing, very frightening. After the Fed said, hey, you know, we're not going to get into these state rights, which is what I believe is what Holder said, and tell me if I'm wrong here. These things just erupted everywhere in the North State because this is a really great growing area up here. We understand that. How do you, you know, I mean, not all of this is being used for people that don't feel well.
Carl, they did not just erupt. What actually happened is 215 was passed in 1997, and public officials did absolutely nothing about it until states' rights were given in 2008. Or okay. 2009, I mean, when Obama took over and said that the states are going to have their rights, that's when all of a sudden the feds weren't going to crack down anymore and all this went crazy. Well, public officials had since 1997 to get all their stuff in order. In fact, James has the information on the law that they had. How much time to ask for...
I believe it was December 1st.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of plants being grown.
They've always been there. They've always been there.
They've not been on the streets of Hayfork.
Well, they've always been there, but they used to have to hide. Now that they're no longer being able to be prosecuted under criminal sanctions.
And all the plants are being grown in the national forest, and or they're, you know, they're clear-cutting on land now they bought and dumping all types of pesticides in the river. Again, that is just, it's not about right here in Redding, but it's about the marijuana, no question. There's people growing this. I mean, they're making profits off. I mean, big profits.
Well,
am I wrong?
All the collectives around the state would be requiring that they not use pesticides.
Well, yeah, right.
But rather organic,
right? I mean, and that everybody have something really wrong with them, or have something. I know every doctor gives a recommendation that says you need to have, and but there's no limit on how much you can use, right? Of marijuana.
Well, there's no overdose, so.
Okay, but that's what I mean. I mean, you say that you need a pound or 2 pounds a week. That would be fine.
Well, somebody that turns it into the oils that they're using for some of the therapies, they need a lot of that to make a little, so.
Well, no, I mean, I don't have a problem with this. Yeah. I'm just saying that there is no restriction on it at all.
Kelly Case shot down the limits that were set forth in SB 420.
Right. Somebody, didn't they just take out part of his field or something like that and then had to go back and replace it or something?
They ended up paying him, yeah.
Yeah, paying it. Okay, so there's no limit on how much you can buy, and there's no limit then on how much you could use. But there's still, I mean, would you agree that there's people making huge profits out of the amount of marijuana being grown up here?
Yeah.
Some, but from what I've seen of the collectives, most of them are very active with their patients and are working as a nonprofit and just, you know, basically getting enough money to live and to do what they're doing to supply to the patients. I haven't seen anybody getting rich off of
them. No.
I agree. Just like with alcohol, there's still moonshiners and bootleggers making alcohol, getting rich off alcohol, similar as cannabis.
But that's only in states where alcohol still has prohibition.
Okay, so when we're talking about there are... And it really doesn't have, but it's still part of the big thing here. It's people growing enough marijuana for themselves was one thing, right? And then, like the gentleman that just called, and he lost his house, right, mm-hmm. over this.
Yeah, there's been a lot of discrimination.
Now, if he had just taken it out, would he have still lost his house if he'd stopped growing?
I'm losing mine right now.
Yeah, and that's what you, and we need to talk about that when we get back, from our break here. I guess what I'm trying to say is that. There are people abusing this. Since the 215 came in, there's gangs. There's a lot of people abusing this because that are not using it strictly for medicinal marijuana, and I see where people are making millions.
Yeah, well, I disagree, Carl, in that I believe that the gangs and everything else you're talking about is the fact that because there is still prohibition, a black market still exists.
That's right.
I understand that. If it was completely legal everywhere, then it doesn't. Then Philip Morris would be raising it. Okay? Right. All right, we know that. No, we know that. It'd be called Greeno or something like that. And we'll put filters on it. But the fact is unless you have it, the federal law changed, people are going to make millions off this. We can't help but see that.
Oh, you're talking about sending it out of state?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't keep it all here.
Well, I mean, there is criminal activity in anything that there is prohibition
anywhere in the United States. That's what I'm getting at. But now let's bring it back
on here.
And
that includes gambling, too.
No, everything. You're right. If there's money involved, it's going to be illegal. Now, okay, when we come back from our break, we're going to bring it back to the personal, what's happening with James, and other questions from here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:42 in the morning.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too.
for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more servants. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got just the finest coffees there, Espresso Joe's. Get it fixed any way you want. Have those lattes. They still have all of those great holiday coffees, the Jingle Bell Crunch and all that. And get ready, buy some of that stuff, getting it ready for the New Year's Eve, because as your guests are leaving, give them a big cup of coffee and help them wake up, no matter what they're using that night, to make themselves celebrate, have themselves celebrate the New Year's. Joe and Shelley have been supporting this town and the people in it for over 30 years, are honest and have a great deal of integrity. I can't say enough about them, and I can't say enough about the work they do for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today, Rob McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Rob McDonald, Alec Henderson, the attorney of note for the dispensaries that are fighting the battle, and Chuck. Okay, Chuck, you're just here to give moral support.
Give moral support, and I know a few facts. That they may not know.
Okay, like what?
I don't know right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, James, now you're losing your home. This is one of the things that I've seen it in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You've been fighting a battle with the local government.
Yes.
Sometimes a little more passionately than people are used to.
Yeah.
So tell us what's happened on your home.
Okay, I grow for six patients.
Now how many plants is that?
Six apiece, and that's 36 plants total.
Okay.
City says in paper that I'm allowed three, but when they shut the dispensaries down, they go on record saying we could operate in groups of nine or less.
Nine people or less, or nine plants or less?
Nine people or less.
Okay.
Nine members.
Now, how much, I've read a lot, but so excuse my ignorance on these things. One plant, I guess it depends on the plant, right?
Yeah.
How much marijuana can you get off this plant?
You know, it could be as little as half a pound up to 4 pounds, depending on the grower, you know?
Okay.
So it just depends on the expertise.
All right. Okay.
The weather and other things.
Yeah, the strain. You know, I've grown 15-foot tall plants that only ended up yielding a pound and a half, and I've grown 5-foot tall plants that yield 3 to 4 pounds. So, I mean,
not easy growing marijuana, too.
No, it's not. No.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you were told you could keep only so many plants, and then what happened?
And I stood up for something I believed in. They went about 2 weeks before harvest, you know, or about a month before harvest, you know, when it's the most critical time. They've been to my house with law enforcement the year prior without a warrant. I turned them away at the door. This year they go after my landlord with the threat of financial levies against him and his property for allowing me to cultivate outside the city's rules, but I am in compliance with state law. I haven't broken any laws.
What do the city laws say?
The city says on paper that I'm allowed up to 3 patients on a property.
Well, if that's on papers, I mean, that's what they said.
That's their ordinance.
That's their ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they go on record with the record searchlight and also in a city council meeting that I archived the video of, where they suggest we operate in groups of 9 or less.
9 plants or less.
No, 9 patients or less.
9 patients or less. Okay.
So I
But that's not the law. They just are just talking about it.
Yeah.
But the law is 3.
Yeah.
Okay. And you had 6.
Yeah, and they were all out of the ground by November 4th. But they've still gone ahead and put the pressure on my landlord to evict me, even though I'm in compliance now.
Okay.
I'd like to say something about that. One of the key things there was law enforcement. Now, the Attorney General guidelines that came out, that Jerry Brown actually issued, did not say that law enforcement was supposed to be dealing with this. It was Health and Human Services that should have been tasked with this in our county and in our city.
Does federal law trump state law?
Federal law trumps state law. The 10th Amendment trumps federal law if the federal law is not in the Constitution, and therefore the states have the rights.
Well, this is just that just opens up almost everything, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Rob?
It opens up quite a bit, yes. The federal government has very limited powers according to the Constitution.
Can they force you to buy health care insurance?
I honestly don't believe they can, but I think
good
they can.
Good for you. No, good for you.
I think that they can make it so that although they're not forced, they're encouraged, and there are laws that, you know, kind of help create a health care system. But as far as forcing someone that cannot afford health care to buy it anyway, I don't agree with the...
That's the whole premise.
Well, the idea of car insurance either. You know, it's...
You don't believe in car insurance?
I don't believe that people should be able to be forced to. Or if you do believe that people should be able
to... You're not forced to. You just, if you don't have it, you don't drive.
Well...
Right?
Exactly. And if you don't drive, then you don't participate in the economy.
This is a... You know what? I just, you know, I look at you and you're looking me in the eyes here and I think, this is a guy that's a reasonably looking guy. But when you say things like that, I don't believe there should be car insurance.
No, I don't believe that people can be forced to have car insurance by law.
Okay. Well, then,
or pay for car insurance.
Do you think they should have
law.
Car insurance?
I think that we need a system that...
the government?
That isn't so profitable for certain people and so detrimental to the rest of everybody.
Okay, now we're getting into it. All right, okay, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. My guests are James Bono, Rob McDonald, Alex Henderson, and Chuck here, and we're talking about marijuana, though we've kind of like ranged out to other things on this. And we're going to, when we come back, I'd like to catch everybody's like last comments here before we leave. And we'll be right back.
Small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here discussing with Bono, and Rob McDonald and Alex Henderson and Chuck about marijuana and the marijuana in the city of Reading. This is more than one show, of course, because you're trying to get into it. And then that leads us out to other things. But, James, okay, going down, you said you had everything out of your property and, you know, all the extra stuff. You were in compliance with every regulation, and you still had to move.
That's right. Yeah, and every time I stand my ground, they postpone the hearing further out. Now they've moved it to February.
Now, this hearing is for what now?
It's actually between my landlord and the city. They don't want to meet with him and take away the fines that are accumulating until he's agreed to throw me in the street.
Okay, now, your landlord has not asked you to leave.
He has, but he's doing so under duress.
Okay, so why are they suing the landlord? Because you're still there?
They've named him as the responsible party, and by doing so, they've violated my 14th Amendment rights to due process, and that's U.S. Constitution.
Okay. Now, are you all going to pursue this recall of the city council?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, what chances do you think you have?
Good.
Excellent. Good. I have had so many people message me that they want to circulate the petitions. Not just sign them, but circulate them.
People that aren't even pot-friendly are more than willing to jump on board to remove these people from power.
Yeah, they kind of made a lot of them mad when they gave away the convention center as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the convention center. Okay. Yeah. Another subject for another day. So you think you've actually got a chance to recall Dick Dickerson and both of whom are...
We're not recalling Dick Dickerson. Dick Dickerson is already going to be on the ballot. Running.
Okay, but it's Francie Sullivan... Bassetti and Jones. Because Missy and Dick are already on the ballot.
Right.
And we also intend to do the same with Kehoe and Les Baugh for the ordinance that the county just passed that requires an outbuilding if you wish to grow indoors. And we're going to also recall Sheriff Osinko because he got up and testified in that meeting, despite everybody saying that the limits in the county were too low. He got up and said, oh, they're too high, we should cut them in half.
Yep.
So we are also looking at putting together boycotts of the supporters of these politicians. We're just tired of our rights being violated, and we do not wish to have our rights violated any longer. And so that's kind of the whole crux of everything that's going on.
Okay. So we get kind of a catch-up here. Do y'all have a group that you are like?
We have several groups working
on this.
I
mean, like under like an umbrella here?
NorCal Safe Access is out there taking memberships, and you can find them online at norcalsafeaccess.org.
And, Rob, what do you have here?
Yours is...
Well, I own norcalbeat.com. That is
what is that exactly?
That is a news site. I am giving the North State its news from all corners of the North State. And so I do a little bit of content myself, and then I'm also feeding in all the news of the North State. And so people can go to one place, they click on an article, they jump over to the, whether it be the Record Searchlight, the Eureka Times Standard, the Chico Enterprise Record, and read the article.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for being here today.
One thing in closing, Carl, I'd like to say, everybody...
Do I need to get on to the dump button right here before you say...
Oh, okay, I'm just kidding.
Everybody, please read the research that is going on. There are some tremendous things that are happening as far as MS, fibromyalgia, and many other afflictions that medicinal marijuana is helping people.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for being here today. You know what? It's just, I think, the start of many other discussions, not necessarily...